I'm here with Lauren Goodman and Teresa O'Neill from Inreal Technology. My name is Greg Oliver. I'm with the High Potential Managed Partner Program at Microsoft. Welcome to Microsoft, and please introduce yourself.
Hi, thanks. It's good to be here. I'm Lauren Goodman. I'm CTO of Inreal Technology. I oversee the research and development, as well as work directly with a lot of our customers on the surrounding architecture for implementing our software. And my passion really is embracing the subject matter experts' ability to maintain software directly and eliminating the inefficiencies of translating rules to document and then to code in two passes.
Great.
I'm Teresa O'Neill. I'm responsible for business strategy for Inreal Technology, and part of that really is focusing on our relationship with Microsoft, particularly around new technologies, how we can help our customers leverage their investments in Microsoft by delivering new capabilities to them.
And what can you tell me about Inreal Technology?
Inreal Technology delivers the premier .NET business rule solution, and that includes not only an engine for executing decision logic, but capabilities for business users and developers to author and maintain business rules, whether it's in our out-of-the-box tool or through Microsoft Word or Visual Studio. We have plugins for both of those, IR Word and IR Studio. We also have management capabilities, so rules can be managed across applications with features like versioning, check-in, check-out, permissions, all things you'd expect to manage the life cycle of decision logic as part of an application. And then we have a really rich SDK that .NET developers can use to embed rules into their applications.
And what are your customers doing with Inreal Technology?
We have customers in lots of different industries doing lots of different applications, but what they all have in common is that they're leveraging rules to make better decisions. They're empowering business users to maintain that decision logic directly, getting rid of that IT backlog that so many of them have as they try to keep up with changing business requirements. So a loan processing system might use our product to change the minimum credit score requirement, or a health plan might increase the discount they give a company if that company provides a program to help people quit smoking, or an airline might use us to manage their frequent flyer program. What they all have in common is that they're leveraging rules to make better decisions, and they're empowering business users to maintain that decision logic directly.
Well, a topic near and dear to my heart is Windows Azure. Are your customers asking about Windows Azure?
You know, that's a great question, Greg. I'd say 2 years ago, people were saying, what is the cloud? A year ago, they were saying, are you guys thinking about Azure? And in the last few months, we've had customers come directly to us and saying they're ready, they've outgrown the servers they have today, and they're interested in moving their applications to Azure, and can we work with them there?
Right, and Inreal for Azure that we'll talk a little bit about really is extending that value of Azure. So Azure is all about enabling organizations to keep up with changing system requirements by enabling them to move beyond server limitations. Inreal is focused on changing business requirements and helping business users keep up with changing business requirements. So the combination of Inreal and Azure really is increasing that time to value and empowering those businesses.
So is it hard to do for a customer to move from their current installation to using Windows Azure?
That's actually the great point, and this is where our .NET-ness is really paying off. All they really need to do is change inside of their application the URL that points to what decision server they want to execute against and simply point it to an Azure server instead of an on-prem server, and they're ready to go with no client changes. It's one line of a configuration file.
Great. One of the clients that we've talked to is a retail client, and they manage dynamic FAQs on their customer service page. They're finding that the demand for those services is starting to outpace the pace that they can put new servers in. So looking at Inreal for Azure, enabling them to essentially scale as much as they need to simply by changing the address is a pretty compelling story.
Mm-hmm. So as you think about the process of, moving more and more of Inreal to the Azure system, what's going to be your first step?
The first step is going to be rule execution. So how do we make it so the clients can embed us inside of their Azure applications and be able to execute in the cloud? And going on from there to some of the other things like authoring and storing and managing rules through Azure.
And this is all going to happen when? Next month?
Next week. Now, right now we're looking at third quarter, mm-hmm. but our chief products officer has a track record of under-promising and over-delivering, so mm-hmm. Maybe we could get lucky.
Yeah. What's great is about the same time we're going to be releasing our authoring controls for Silverlight. So that'll enable our customers to embed rule authoring in web applications, and we'll be able to leverage that in Azure as well.
And what specific features of Windows Azure will you be using now and in the future?
Well, out of the gate, certainly we're going to use the execution capabilities, and downstream we'll be looking at using the storage capabilities for storing rules and executing.
Gosh, this sounds great. It sounds like your clients are going to get a lot out of this. You've already got clients asking you about it. It sounds like a rosy future.
We are pretty excited. We really think that the combination of being able to scale limitlessly on the server side with Azure and being able to, for business people, to maintain applications without involving IT is going to deliver a great time to value for our customers.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us here at Microsoft.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for having us.